Tuesday, March 7th, 2017. These are my evil thoughts. It's Joe Crummy. Welcome to the show. And we have a really good podcast for you today. I mean, this is great stuff. We'll try to keep it brief so that, you can digest it all and then go on with your day, you know? And I don't want to freak you out either, but I think today's podcast could be the weirdest of all of them. To talk about the president's tweets last week that he had been surveilled somehow in the Trump Tower and that President Obama had tapped President Trump's phone and the whole thing, and that's just ugly. I mean, it's nasty stuff. But who do you believe? You know, that's the thing. So far, there's a lot of talk, and it's we don't know anything. I mean, that's the thing. We don't even that the New York Times has reported in that famous story, if you're following this, on the 19th or 20th, I think it was the day that Trump was inaugurated, that there were multiple agencies that had been looking at Trump's associates. And I've even heard people on the Intel committee say, well, that, we don't even know if the New York Times has it right. And that would be a Democrat saying that. I just saw that with Tucker Carlson a couple of minutes ago. So we don't even know anything. But here's some things we do know. Number one, that the director of national intelligence, that would be James Clapper, thinks Trump's crazy. All right, we know that because he said so. We also know James Comey, the director of the FBI, says there's nothing there. No FISA warrants. There's none of this stuff. It's all crazy. Well, they're making it all up, right? Okay, so we know that. We also know this, though. Clapper has also said they haven't found any collusion with Trump and the Russians. He said that as well. Now, that's key to me, too, because this whole thing, and this is what we do know. I want to make this clear to you. We do know this. Listen closely. We do know that Trump secured that nomination last May. We know that Democrats and the Obama administration and Hillary and all those people, we know this, that they have been alleging that Trump is in bed with Vladimir Putin or compromised by money he owes to Russian banks or whatever it is. That story we know is true because we've all heard it now for the last year. What I don't get is then how come the president, Trump, when he was running, was not surveilled? They say, oh, no, there was no surveillance of Trump. Why not? If he's suspected of being in bed with the Russians and compromised, why weren't they surveilling him? They're claiming no, and now they're saying, well, they just started now, but they didn't find anything. I also think that the media is really weird because every time they talk about what Trump said about Mr. Obama tapping the phones at the Trump Tower and all that stuff, have you noticed that every time they bring that story up, they go, well, President Trump says without any evidence, right? They say it almost every single time where I see it in the media. Well, President Trump, without any evidence, has said this about President Obama and the Trump Tower and all that. They say it every single time. And yet, this whole thing about Trump being in bed with the Russians, they never say, we don't have any evidence on that. Director Clapper has said, we don't have any evidence. And yet the media never says, when they're on this constant thing with Donald Trump being in bed with the Russians, they never say, we don't have any evidence. But it gets even better. Julian Assange today from WikiLeaks has unveiled what he is calling Vault 7, which is the largest publication of confidential CIA documents ever. 8,761 docs, supposedly directly out of Langley. And there must be some leaker guy or somebody in there, but this is what he says. You know what he says? About spying, this is fascinating. You know what he said? That the CIA has a library of malware that they've got from all around the globe. That the Koreans might use it. What's the signature of the Korean malware? Okay, we got all that. What's the signature of, this is where it gets really interesting, Russian malware? Okay, let's get all that. And what the CIA can do, this is great. And I'm going slow here because it's a big deal. What the CIA can do is they can use Russian malware to launch cyber attacks anywhere and make it look like it's the Russians are doing it. But it's not. It's the CIA. Did you hear what I just said? They have a library of malware. They can say, well, let's pretend it's almost like a, you know, like wearing a coat, you know, you put on your brother's coat and you run through the, you know, the streets at night and people go, oh, that's, you know, your brother there, but it's not, you're just wearing his coat. I'm not saying I ever did that. I'm just saying, but trying to make it, you know, easy to understand so that the CIA can take the malware that the Russians use and do cyber attacks with it. It makes it look like the Russians did it. And where does that leave the DNC hack by the Russians? That's my point. How do we even know who really did it? And that's just for openers in Operation Vault 7 or whatever WikiLeaks is talking about. He also says, right, so in other words, we're clear on that now, right, that it could be anybody. The CIA's got everything. And yeah, and we're wondering whether or not Trump was surveilled. Oh, please. I mean, I don't know, but I just want you to know where the CIA is at. Assange goes on to say that there are other things, too, that the CIA is talking about, trying to figure out how to control your automobile, because if they can control your car, then they can do easy assassinations. And that's particularly interesting if we consider the death of Michael Hastings here in Los Angeles in 2013. He lost control of his car at 4:30 in the morning, going 85 miles an hour and hits a tree. His last story, by the way, he was an investigative journalist. He was no friend of the Obama administration. Michael Hastings' last story was, quote, "Why Democrats love to spy on Americans." And he lost control of his car in 2013. And this is something that the CIA has been toying with the idea of how to control your car. The more computers you've got in your car, the more it's talking to satellites and all this kind of stuff. I'm not saying they did it because I don't know. If I did know, I'd be dead. I'm sure. I'm telling you. And furthermore, as part of Operation Weeping Angel, any electronic device that you have that connects either to a cell tower or to the internet, this would be your iPhone. You got an Android platform? They got you. Gaming consoles, smart TV sets, any of that stuff. They can make it appear that the set or the unit is off, and yet they've turned it basically into a microphone and maybe even a TV camera too, and the CIA can do that. And we wonder whether or not Donald Trump was surveilled. Again, I don't have the answer, but boy, we got a lot of great questions. Those are my evil thoughts for Tuesday, March 7th, 2017, podcast number 8 in the books now. Joe Crummy on Facebook and Twitter, and also follow me on Instagram as Crummy Joe.